Christopher Bell, your Phoenix winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation. That's right. It seems like we can't get out of a show without Steve Bell joining us here in the Freak Nation. And it seems that there might have been some conversation during the Fox broadcast, Chris, where they were talking about how they were surprised you weren't running up front, given the way you qualified, the way you were running in practice. Did you hear that these guys were kind of bagging on you, saying, where's Christopher Bell right now?
No, but I do believe it, because we were hot garbage. Who says that? Someone says that. Hot garbage. That's what we were the first run of the race. So we needed a pit stop, and needed a pit stop bad to work on it. And then Adam Stevens worked his magic and brought us to life.
When do you know that that's happening? When do you feel like you're coming back to life? As soon as you leave the pit stop, or does it take a 2 or 3 laps to figure it out?
I would say, I mean, in this scenario, it took probably 5 to 10, just because I don't know. I wasn't very good on restarts all day, but as soon as it got strung out, that run two, the first run in stage two, I knew that I was a lot better than what I was. And I was able to, you know, make passes, which I couldn't do in stage one.
But hot garbage coming off of an amazing test in the offseason, and then today Toyota just showing up. I mean, let's just put this in perspective. Coming into this race with this new car, Toyota led Phoenix 15 laps total. Today, you guys had 298 laps led out of the 312 possible. So what happened in the offseason that helped Toyota just vault to the top?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that there's one thing in particular that helped us get a lot better, but we were close in the fall, and I never got an opportunity to show it because I wrecked out so early, but I know that I was capable of leading laps in the fall race, and it didn't happen, and I wrecked out. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me. We obviously improved, and the new car seems like it's performing really well, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just circumstances that we hadn't led laps.
You earlier in this interview were giving a lot of credit to Adam Stevens. Let's give credit to the guy behind the wheel as well. Mm. You were driving around a lot of people. That lap traffic at this track is frustrating. How did you make today come to light from the cockpit point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I did a really good job there, stage three on the restart that led to that long green flag race or long green flag run at the end. I was able to pass cars, but you know, it was really about my, you know, my car underneath me, and that thing was just incredibly fast. And I was able to really move around the racetrack and make passes, you know, and run different lines, stuff like that. So it was more so about having a great car today. That's for sure.
Christopher Bell is the NASCAR Cup winner at Phoenix this weekend. Christopher, I picked you the first couple of weeks of the season, and I said, well, let me give him a chance to get himself together. And then
you didn't pick me today, did you?
I didn't pick you today. No,
no, but the two super speedways, you can't hold that one against me. Vegas was what I consider the first race of the year. And obviously we had that flat tire, and with these cars, if you get a flat tire, you're in trouble, and it damaged the diffuser, and we were slow the rest of the day. So between Atlanta and Vegas, we had two pretty bad races, and it feels really nice to recover.
It must. And it seems like, and I don't know any other way to say this, but it seems like the Toyotas have developed a business plan to not do well until the green flag drops. And at some cases, they call that sandbagging. Is that what's going on with the Toyota team?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. Denny, who else? Reddick, the 43, the 54, they were all inside the top 10 or top. Yeah, the top 10. They made the second round of qualifying, and Denny and I think Ty were on the front row of the race. So, and I performed really well in practice. So, I think our cars just, we hit on the setup this week. And, you know, all of our cars were probably capable of winning under the right circumstances.
How does that happen, though, Christopher, that the teams do well or they don't do well instead of individual guys leaping out there? Is there that much information that's being shared between the different manufacturing teams?
Well, I know amongst our company, everything's shared. So like we know all the way from the, you know, the springs to the shocks to the tire pressure of what our teammates are running. And it's really the crew chief's decision if they want to be the same as another competitor, if they want to be different. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than obviously all of our cars were really good and had capability. So, yeah, it was a strong day for the JGR Camrys.
Christopher Bell, your winner from Phoenix, joining us here in the Freak Nation NASCAR Cup Star again. Looked like he's set for the playoffs, but that's way down the road. You talk about Toyota sharing of information. I hear from owners, I hear from crew chiefs, but what about drivers? Is there ever time you tell your crew chief, your owner, say, bro, don't share all this with Denny. Don't share all this with another Toyota driver. We got something here, man, that I don't want to share with the other drivers.
I think we'd probably get fired if we did that. You know, it's definitely one team, one goal at JGR. And we all try to make sure that we finish 1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, we had capability of that today. The 54 was really fast. The 11 was good. The 19 obviously had a strategy not follow his way. But all four of us showed pace at different times throughout the race.
Well, Phoenix certainly was exciting today compared to some previous races, and especially for you, given the last time you were here at this racetrack. Do you think you have this track figured out yet?
You never say that because it can go away in a hurry. But we had a great day today, and hopefully that means we'll at least have a good starting point whenever we come back in November.
Well,
do you think this win pacifies some of your hometown friends, you know, social media people, best friends, who are a little upset that you went to a Suns game this weekend? You got to be supporting your Thunder now, right?
How did you know I went? Oh, I guess I posted on social media, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
So I mean, I like the Suns. Suns and OKC. They're my teams.
Devin Booker's actually the whole Suns lineup is pretty spectacular. So yeah, I'll give you that. They are a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, Christopher, go enjoy this as always, buddy. It's fantastic when you roll in the Freak Nation.
See you guys.
Christopher Bell here in the Freak Nation. And talk about a guy that's fortunate as heck. We know a lot of the guys that work with Toyota and the guys who work with the sponsors that are happy to have that young guy behind the wheel doing what he does, especially winning early. I think that's so underrated.